Good morning. Today is Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. This is a regular meeting of the Abatement Appeals Board. I would like to remind everyone to please mute yourself if you're not speaking. The first item on the agenda is roll call. Vice President Newman.
Here.
Commissioner Alexander Toot.
Here.
Commissioner Ming. Here. Commissioner Shaddix.
Here.
And Commissioner Williams.
Here.
We have a quorum, and President Chavez is excused. And next, we have our land acknowledgement.
Acknowledges that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land, and in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush Ohlone community, and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples.
Thank you. Next, for any members of the public that may be listening in, the public comment call-in number is 415-655-0001, and the access code is 2664-256-4571. The WebEx webinar password is 1016, and please press, if you want to raise your hand for a public comment on a specific agenda item, press star 3 when prompted by the meeting moderator. And public comment will be taken in person first, and then we will take online a remote public comment. And then also, just for today's proceedings, there will be presentations by the department and appellant. The department and the appellant each have 7 minutes to present their case. There's public comment for 3 minutes each, and then there will be rebuttal time for 3 minutes. Okay. Okay, so next we have item B, approval of minutes. Discussion and possible action to adopt the minutes for a special meeting held on September 18th, 2024. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
A motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, so there is a motion and a second. Is there any public comment on the minutes? Seeing none, are all commissioners in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you. The minutes are approved. Next, we have item C, new appeals order of abatement. Number one, case number 6929, 1943 Ocean Avenue. Owners of record and appellant, Jeffrey and Sophie Lau. Action requested by appellant. Appellant appeals the July 12, 2016 order of abatement and assessment of costs, requesting, among other things, another opportunity for their case to be heard. Would the department like to come forward?
Do we need to swear in? Sonia, did we swear in everyone?
Oh, I'm sorry. You can stand. You can come and stand. You can do it here. And also for you can all members of the public who are here to, I'm going to do the oath of office for everyone. I'm sorry. Anyone who's going to be giving testimony today, please stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is a truth to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Hey, thank you. May be seated. Do I read this now or after he does his?
Oh.
Joe does his person. Okay. Okay. Yes, you can come forward. Thanks for that reminder.
The appellant. Okay.
Yes, you still have it.
Right, but Kaven pointed out that we didn't get a verbal affirmative from the other person and who intends to
speak. I'm not sure that I'm offering.
He's public comment.
Okay,
he's here
got
for
it.
Public comment.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Thanks. Sorry.
No.
The appellants are not here.
Okay.
Good morning to everyone and Building Inspection Commissioner. My name is Joe Ng, Senior Building Inspector. I'm here today representing DBI for P presenting two AAB appeal cases on today's agenda. The first case is a code enforcement case, and the second case is a housing case. I will be presenting the case on behalf of the Housing Inspection Service. So let's start. Following with the first AAB appeal case from code enforcement, case number 6929. The property address is 1943 Ocean Avenue, block number 6915, lot number 025, campaign number 20153291. The subject property consists of a one-story wood frame building in Type 5B construction for commercial use in B and M occupancy. A brief of my case review. The violation was triggered by a fire that happened 9 years ago in 2015. The fire caused damage to the building wall, ceiling, and roof from the ground floor commercial space. DBI building inspector performed a field investigation and issued an NOE to property owner urging for repair. However, today, after almost 10 years from the first NOE issue, the building repair work still has not been legally and fully completed by DBI final inspection sign off. Currently, the building is engaging in multiple active violation cases with code enforcement. This violation case including vacant or abandoned commercial storefront case in different commercial unit and the construction beyond the approved permit. Study of permit and activity. Please refer to the table that can be found at the top of page 2 of my start report, particularly the permit with the last four digits 3080 and 3662. These two permits were attempt to address the violation, but both of them were not completed with DBI final inspection site of today. The detail of the permit scope and inspection history can be found in exhibit number 12 and 19. Further, within the same table, we found two other related permits referenced with the last four digits under 9293 and 5536. These two permits were suspended in November 2018. Please refer to the exhibit 14 and 17 for detail. Also, please review exhibit 28. It demonstrates NOE number 20162663. This NOE was issued in August 2016. DBI building inspector review contractor had worked beyond the approved permit, reference to the same number, last four digits 9293 and 3080. This situation had become an obstacle and increased the complication for the owner to complete the corrective work with DBI final inspection sign off and obey the violation. Staff recommendation. Uphold the order of abatement, including imposing the assessment of cost. Both NOE and order of abatement were issued correctly back in 2015 and 2016. The owner has approved for case return to the staff on the January 16th. That's the pick they attend to the direct hearing and they present the case. And we schedule for direct hearing on the July of 2016. Today, it has been 10 years since the fire happened in the property. The owner should not have any excuse not to complete the repair work. So that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And is the appellant present, Ms. Lau or a representative? Okay. As the appellant does not appear to be present, did you check there? Is there anyone online? Okay. For the record, notice of this hearing was given to the appellant in a timely manner, and those written notices are available online as well on the Abatement Appeals Board website. So we still will call for public comment on this case. So right now we're calling for public comment. You can come forward, sir.
Jackson Street.
No. Oh, no. Oh, the next one. I'm sorry. Thanks. Is there public comment? Anyone for 1943 Ocean Avenue? Any hands raised? Okay. There's no public comment in person or online. Did Commissioner have any comment or question of staff? Okay, so now what do we do?
The posting record for the AAB NUCTEC is found from the exhibit 25 on the page 51. We have the document and also the posting photo on the back of that page. Page 52, we also have an affidavit for the AAB hearing NUCTEC for certified mail and also the posting affidavit. Page 51 and 52 of my report.
There any deliberation or questions? Oh, it's on your microphone on? Yeah.
So my understanding is that judging from what I've seen that you you would say that we have complied with the noticing that's outlined in section 6 of the appeals rules, the rules and hearing procedures for appeals, that we've complied with it?
Yeah.
Thank you. I have no question.
Okay. Hey, thank you. So now there are no questions, further questions from the commissioners.
Yep.
Okay.
I believe the rules say we have to just implement the department's, the right?
So do they need to?
We would have to still
make a motion?
On this particular appeal. So either.
Move to uphold the appeal and notice of abatement, or the notice of
order.
Order of abatement.
So just for the record, so the motion is to uphold the order of abatement and assessment of costs.
Yes.
That's the motion by Vice President Newman. Is there a second? And a second by Commissioner Shaddix. I'll do a roll call vote on the motion. Vice President Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Alexander Toot?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming? And Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Sorry, I'm looking at the rules. It looks like we have to confirm that it looks like the commission has to confirm that the notice was done properly. So should we also confirm that?
I stated that, but I don't know too.
I just look at the rules say, the appellant fails to appear at the hearing, the commission will confirm that the notice of the hearing was properly provided under section 6.
Yes, that's a statement that I read, and then that's also what the inspector provided.
I understand. I'm asking if we have to, as a commission, confirm that, or if we've covered that.
I think we've covered it.
Okay.
It's on the record. And I believe it's the board's decision take into consideration that notice was provided.
Okay. Thank you.
However, if there is some question about that, then the board can certainly make some confirmation, maybe by motion. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Just deciding that, I guess adopting, I think that if there's any question as to whether notice was given, I believe that question has been answered. And my understanding is that the board members understand that when they made their decision.
I feel comfortable with it, especially given that we have the, certified mail certificates and all of the items to show that they have received the documentation.
Yeah, as long as it's on the record that we don't, as long as this discussion is on the record, then I'm comfortable.
So I suppose, just to add to that, I am reading the rules, and if the commission would like, if the board would like to at least move to confirm that notice was properly given, And because the appellant did not appear for the hearing, the order of abatement shall be immediately effective from the date the order was issued. That's the rule. So you can move.
I move that. I move to confirm that the notice is properly given, and based on the appellant not showing up, that we confirm the order of abatement from the date it was issued.
Second.
Yeah.
So, I have to vote on that.
So is this amending?
So is this amend?
Oh, it's not amending it, it's just adding.
It's adding a second motion?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a second motion. As stated by Commissioner Alexander Toot. Is there a second?
Second.
And do a roll call vote on that. Vice President Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Alexander Toot?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Shaddix?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries unanimously. Okay, we are now on to item two, case number 6909. 2455 Jackson Street. Owners of record and appellant, Bob Corman, Nancy E. Wrighty, spousal, irrevocable trust. Action requested by appellant. Appellant appeals the June 28, 2022 order of abatement and assessment of costs, requesting, among other things, that the order of abatement and assessment of costs be reversed and withdrawn with prejudice for a number of reasons. The department would like to come forward.
Thank you. Now we will move forward to the second case for today, following with the second AAB appeal case on today's agenda. I'm presenting this HIS start report on behalf of the Housing Inspection Service for appeal case number 6909. The property address is 2455 Jackson Street, block number 0606, lot number 024. Campaign number 2021-83625. The property consists of a four-story wood frame Type 5B non-sprinkled building for residential use in R2 occupancy with five units. A brief of case review. 3 years ago in 2021, DBI Housing Inspection received a complaint from a public member about dangerous condition resulting from deferred maintenance, slow progress on unpermitted remodeling work, and poorly stored building material, falling from the upper level of the building into the adjacent property. The building observed has been vacant for years. Violations include neglected property maintenance, unauthorized building repair and remodel, construction debris and material piled in the backyard for a lengthy time. The unattended condition has developed a public nuisance and vermin harborage condition on this premises and extending to the adjacent property. Static of compliance and permit activity. All housing inspection violations remain outstanding with no permit to comply today. Staff recommendation. Housing inspection staff has found that the building violation represents life and health safety hazards to the occupant of the two adjacent buildings. DBI recommend that the order of abatement be upheld, including all the costs incurred by the building department be assessed. That concludes my presentation. I do have additional information. I can provide that later from the next section. Thank you.
Thank you, Inspector. Is the appellant, Mr. Corman, or Ms. Wrighty, or any representative of the appellant available to speak? Can you please check online?
Looks, well, I mean, this is look out of state.
It's Wednesday, right?
Okay, if there is the appellant or the appellant's representative online, please press star 3 to unmute yourself. Can you, no hands raised. Okay, then I would like to read the statement again that for the record, notice of this hearing was given to the appellant in a timely manner. And those written notices are available online on the Abatement Appeals Board website. Okay. So is there public comment on 2455 Jackson?
Hello, my name is Charles Ward. I live at 2461 Jackson Street, which is right next door to this property. We're a three-unit condominium building. I've lived there since 1977. And for the last 30 years, we've had to deal with Mr. Corman and his mismanagement of his building. I'm not surprised at all that he's not here to represent himself, because he's someone who doesn't believe that he needs to follow the rules. And so I'm here to ask you to please uphold this order. You see that it goes back to at least 2021. I've been living with it for the last 30 years. The building hasn't been occupied for at least 20 years. He has a sign on the building advertising apartments for rent, but it's not for that apartment. He uses that to bait people to call him so that he can refer him to other property that he owes. So there must be some rules for advertising signs in residential neighborhoods. Have them take the sign down too. Our neighborhood is full of large homes, often referred to as mansions. Dozens of these homes have been changed hands over the last 30 years, multiple times, some of them. Most times, they're renovated. Our place was renovated, taken down to the stubs in 2004. And it took us 9 months to renovate the place and reoccupy it. These large homes have been renovated over and over again, while Corman's place just deteriorates and deteriorates and deteriorates. So the last thing I ever thought I was going to have to do is to come to City Hall to complain about a neighbor and the way they keep their property and perhaps interfere with their property rights. But here I am, and I'm just requesting that you give us some relief, because we've been living with it by far too long. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. Is there any additional public comment remotely or in person? Okay, there's one hand raised. Okay. Okay, caller, you're now unmuted.
Thank you, commissioners. My name is Marie Carr. I live at 2447 Jackson Street. I am the building to the east of Bob Corman's building. Charles is to the west. And I apologize, I'm not there in person like Charles. I have a 4-month-old baby, my husband and I, and a 5-year-old daughter. We, for the 5 years that we have lived in our unit, have been unable to open the windows to our bedroom, any of the bedrooms along the wall that shares the building with Bob Corman's building, for fear of debris falling into our children's window, into our child's room. The roof has very hazardous materials. I don't know how they haven't tipped over yet. Ladders, tarps that flap in the wind. We cannot sleep at night. It has been an absolute nightmare. Mr. Corman, unfortunately, has no interest in taking care of his own building, but no interest in taking care of the neighbors as well. And at the end of the day, this is absolutely not a remodel project. If anyone puts eyes on this, this is, as we call it, jokingly, not jokingly, this is the Winchester Mystery House that we live next door to. It is a pet project of Mr. Corman's. It is completely abandoned, which is in violation of multiple city rules as far as multi-unit buildings being abandoned. Pigeons are inside, multiple issues, health issues, but at the least, this notice of abatement needs to be upheld, please. Thank you.
Thanks for your comment. Is there any additional public comment? Okay, there is no additional public comment, and as the appellant is not present. I would also like to state for the record that the commissioners have a copy of this notice of Bateman Appeals Board hearing. It was mailed to Corman Family Irrevocable Trust, Nancy E. Righty Spousal Irrevocable Trust, 3450 Sacramento Street, number 124, San Francisco, California, 94118. This was done on September 5th, 2024. And the notice was also posted on the building. Mm-hmm. So did commissioners have any deliberation or questions of staff?
This is more of a statement for some of the commissioners and for the department. This may be a good litigation committee candidate, so maybe we'll just make a note of that.
Thank you. Okay, if there's no further comments, is there a motion?
Sure. I'll make the motion that this was properly noticed and the appellant failed to appear, and therefore the original abatement and assessment, the appeal is denied and the uphold the appeal, the order of abatement and associated fines.
A second.
Okay, so there's a motion by Commissioner Alexander Toot and a second by Commissioner Shattuck.
For the record, the motion is to confirm that notice was properly given to the parties and that the appeal be denied and the order of abatement and assessment of costs be upheld.
Thank you. Yeah. I will now do a roll call vote on that motion. Okay. Vice President Newman?
Yes.
Commissioner Alexander Toot?
Yes.
Commissioner Ming?
Yes.
Commissioner Shattuck?
Yes.
And Commissioner Williams?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Okay, next we have item D, general public comment. Members of the public may address the board on matters that are within the board's jurisdiction that are not on today's agenda. Speaker shall address their remarks to the board as a whole and not to individual board members or department personnel. Okay, is any in person or remotely, please press star 3 to raise your hand. Okay, seeing none, our next item is item E, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
You can come to the microphone, ma'am.
Yes. I'm representing the owner.
We've already heard that case.
We've already heard the case because this meeting is agendized at 9:30 a.m. The meeting was agendized to begin at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, I was in the wrong room. I'm sorry. I was downstairs.
She said she was in the wrong room. What shall we do?
The board has made a decision. So the board has made a decision, and it could make whatever other decisions it wants to make, but as of right now, the board has made its decision.
I was just going to ask Vice President Newman to guide us here.
Thank you. I feel as though we've already, how do other folks on the board feel? I personally feel as though, we've already heard, we've already made a decision. and, you know,
I just have two quick things to say that you might have the same decision, but I just...
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Are you contesting any of the notification, or are you here to just respond to the appeal?
The appeal. When she appealed...
Speak into the microphone, please.
Okay. When they appealed, it was 8 years before they heard back, and then COVID was in between that. So she appealed in 2015, I believe. And she couldn't continue anything until she heard a response from the appeal. And it was literally eight years.
But, all right. So, I don't procedurally. I don't know if there's any recourse because we already voted. But we have. We're ending early. I think if there's any way to do it, if we could hear it, I think that would probably be more in line with what our mission and values are on this board, is just to hear it if we can. I don't know if we can, but. So I don't know if it'll make a difference. I don't know if, you're representing the owners. I don't know if...
Yes.
Is there a reason why they aren't here? Is it because they weren't notified?
Mrs. Lau usually handles things, but she's sick right now.
Okay. Does she need... Would she appear if... she were healthy?
Yes.
So if we continued the hearing, would you?
We've already voted.
We already voted.
So we cannot.
I'm just
but.
Talking.
Okay.
I'm just talking it out, using my request to speak. All right. Well, that's, I just stated it. So that's it.
Can we go back to Commissioner Toot's question, which is, are you in any way making an objection to any of the assertions that were made?
Originally? You mean the NOVs?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So.
Yeah, it's just the appeal. She couldn't, when you're appealing the NOVs, she couldn't continue anything until she got a response, right? I mean, is that correct? Oh, it's not. So she can continue doing the work that the NOVs were for? Yes?
And
I just want to say what you could do.
I can talk to that.
Okay. Is there some way I can help her get this taken care of? That's basically what I'm hired to do, NOVs and just clear everything up. That's what... She needs help with that.
Nothing here today will prevent you from doing the work. We actually want you to complete the work.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. You may have a seat. You can have a seat.
What was the?
The decision that the board upheld the order of abatement, including the assessment of costs.
And what's that?
That means they agreed with the department.
How much is an assessment?
I don't know. You can discuss that with staff. I don't know what the costs are. You can discuss it with the deputy director.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And again, we had a motion to adjourn. Commissioner Alexander Toot, is there a second?
Second.
Okay. We are now adjourned. It is 10:15 a.m. We will take a 15-minute recess and reconvene as a Building Inspection Commission at 10:30. Thank you.